1994 brings us to the final church of Gordy Group, which is Ballyconnue in County Wexford. And as I think of various visits there, I think of the restoration, the splendid restoration of the old school. I was once at a great Taizé service there. And I also think it's one of the few places in the diocese where I've had to consecrate a new graveyard. Most of our parishes have adequate graveyard space still or are increasingly using cremation. But in Ballyconnue, I had to concentrate a graveyard from first principles. And I suppose it's a poignant thing to do as one thinks of bodies that would be laid to rest there in the future in faith and hope, how it would become a focal point of memory and love. And sometimes I think we need to think of what's positive, if one may put it so, in our graveyards, that they aren't just places of sadness, although they are, or places to be maintained, although they are. They're somehow places of witness, where the generations that went before us somehow speak of the faith that upheld them and which passed them on. And often I think the holiness of a site is directly related to, as it were, the contents and the witness of the graveyard. The ancient word martyr really means a witness, and all people, in a way, are called to be martyrs, witnesses for the faith, and to be remembered as that, even when the details of their lives are so largely forgotten. 1994 was the year of the death of Albert Bite, a former British politician and philanthropist who had acquired Rusborough House in County Wicklow largely as the location for his art collection and endured several unpleasant robberies in consequence, eventually giving great quantities of it to the Irish state, and there's now the Bite Wing in the National Gallery. Not long before he died, he'd been made an honorary Irish citizen. And this was an honour which until recently I'd thought little about. We have precious few ways of honouring our own citizens. But in special circumstances, the President may, on the advice of the government, grant honorary citizenship to someone who has rendered distinguished service to the nation from outside. It's only been awarded a dozen or so times since the enabling legislation in 1956. In addition to Bite, there have been names like Alfred Chester Beatty of the famous Museum of Ancient Biblical Manuscripts, now in Dublin Castle, Tida Herrema, the kidnap victim and industrialist, we've met him before in these reflections, Speaker Tip O'Neill, Jack Charlton, we all know him, Derek Hill, the artist and portraitist based on, for so long, on Tory Island. Those are a few of our honorary citizens. But usually to honour conspicuous service to the nation, we tend to leave it to the universities to bestow honorary degrees. We do also have the Presidential Distinguished Service Award, which honours members of the Irish diaspora, but that's for those living abroad. How do we honour our own citizens at home for conspicuous and usually voluntary service? Or is that repugnant to an egalitarian republic? Are we failing to incentivize effort and to reward altruism? How might the President personally fit in with all this if he was to develop the Gashka Awards, as it were, into a much more sophisticated recognition of sustained adult service? I don't know, but when I drive past Rusborough, which is the location still of the Bite Foundation, and think about the Bites and their extraordinary courageous generosity to the nation, I often wonder how we might best reward and thank others, including people among us who have given so much.